Two things, everyone, on this gospel from the end of the eighth chapter of John, as Jesus and his enemies continue their battle all the way up to Good Friday. There seem to be two things I want to point out. First is this: the approach of that which is against Jesus is always trying to get Jesus to make it about him. The approach of that which is against Jesus in us is always trying to make it about us. And Jesus won't go there. He says, this isn't about my glory, it's about the glory of the Father. And so they try to insult him to get him to make it about him. And that's what this whole thing tries to do to us, to make everything about us. I read, some of you might get the Lenten little special edition from the Magnificat for the Lenten meditation. I do on my iPhone, and I read this beautiful reflection today. And it says this: in the old rite, when a man was made pope, in the papal coronation, in the old rite, when the new pope entered St. Peter's Basilica for the first time, in the old rite, a person in front of the pope burned a bundle of flax. As the pope entered in front of him in procession was a bundle of flax burning. And while that burned, a man sung in the pope's ear, which would be a bit annoying, but it was supposed to be, sung in the pope's ear, "Holy Father, thus is the glory of the world. Holy Father, thus is the glory of the world. Whatever you make about yourself, it just goes up in flames." Where does that happen to us? That can happen in our Lenten fasting, our Lenten penance. Can be about us. Second, Jesus says you don't know him. You don't know God. The reason you're so mad at me is you don't know my Father whom I'm following. You don't know him. And just what grabbed me in prayer this morning, dear people, is this. They don't know him not because they don't think enough about God. How what keeps us from knowing God most of the time is that we're not making ourselves known to him. The primary act of faith isn't thinking. The primary act of faith is relating my heart to God. Opening myself up to God. Befriending him. Sharing myself with him. These guys are doing a lot of thinking about God, but not bringing their heart, their suffering to him. Let us do that today.